the gene that probably has the best track record of showing that it increases risk for schizophrenia in populations all over the world is dysbindin. So dysbindin was discovered based on family studies from Ireland that looked within families at whether there were regions of the human genome in these so-called linkage studies that produced evidence that a gene was found in that region that would be explaining the existence of schizophrenia in these families. This was the whole genetic linkage strategy, which I'm not going to go into here. And the region of the genome that showed the best so-called linkage signal in those families was a region on the sixth, the short arm of the sixth chromosome. And then ultimately that region was interrogated using the Human Genome Project DNA human genome sequence. And a gene called dysbindin was found to lie in this region. And then subsequently studies were done to test whether changes in the gene sequence, that is dysbindin sequence variants, were more frequent in patients with schizophrenia than in control samples. And this has now been found in over 10 studies in populations all over the world. So dysbindin is a very, very strong candidate for being a schizophrenia susceptibility gene. What does dysbindin do to make it a susceptibility gene? This is work that's just really gaining momentum because nobody knew about dysbindin as a gene related to schizophrenia until 2 years ago. So there's a lot of work being done right now to try to understand how dysbindin impacts on the frontal lobe and the hippocampus and other important biological aspects of schizophrenia to become a risk gene.